This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, drainage and water runoff have been age-old problems in agriculture. We've taken many steps to find quicker and more efficient ways to create drainage solutions. While many of us are more used to the tile systems we see today, it wasn't always the case. We didn't always have the technology or resources to connect huge pipelines all around the field. So how do we fix the mistakes that don't work? We find out next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Before we had intricate tiling systems, one way that farmers countered water problems in the field was to drill what was essentially wells back down into the ground to act as a drain. However, these ag drainage wells came with an unforeseen cost that took some time to discover. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg talks about the issues and what was done to address the situation.
So you go back into the, into the last century, and there was an effort to, folks were draining the landscape, trying to make ground productive. And in some parts of the state, Pocahontas, Wright, Humboldt counties, those types of places, they were punching down through limestone and draining water right down into the groundwater, into the aquifer. Of course, now today and at the time back in the 80s, figured out this was very problematic. You're delivering surface water pollutants into the groundwater, the same groundwater that we're using for drinking water and wells.
Last month, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship announced that the final group of seven wells were closed, and it was done in a unique fashion.
We have closed the final group of seven, and there was a group of seven in Humboldt County that there's a reason they were last. They were very challenging. And typically what you do is try to reroute tile out of those areas and drain that area. Well, you just can't do it there. You stand by these seven drainage wells and you realize you're in a bowl. You couldn't possibly drain water out of there. So we have worked together with the county, the local soil and water conservation district. I think there was 13 landowners that were affected, several hundred acres. And that is now being converted into a wetland. And that is how that water will now be managed. And it's a good example of how partnerships, really creative thinking, saved a significant amount of money and will have an environmental lift to it as well. So
Nagg says that this was the final effort on a long-term project. He points to finding ways to constantly improve upon what we do to preserve water quality. It's a prime example of trying a solution, finding out it's not the best solution, and finding ways to rectify it and then turn it into a positive.
The final seven are closed. There were about 300 that were identified initially. 100 were either determined not to be functioning drainage wells or were closed through other means. And about 200 were closed in partnership with the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship. So really proud of the effort, but it's not just us. It was because of partners like Humboldt County Supervisors and Humboldt County Soil and Water Conservation District and others that we were able to accomplish the goal. But it's part of this larger effort to improve our water quality. That's just one example of a success story.
You can learn more about what the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is doing to improve water quality, along with the nutrient reduction strategy and much more, by visiting the Iowa Department of Ag website. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter and follow our podcast. The latest episode of Pods of Potential is out now. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.